There were some warning signs before 45-year-old Radcliffe Houghton took his gun to the Zana Salon and Spa in Brookfield and killed his wife Zina and two other women and wounded four others. Houghton had threatened to throw acid on his wife and burn her. A judge issued a restraining order against Houghton last Thursday and ordered him to turn over any firearms he had. But both Houghton and his wife told the court he didn't own a gun. According to Milwaukee County Chief Judge Jeffrey Kramers, there's no practical way the courts or law enforcement can decide whether to believe a violent spouse or the victim when they make such claims. And he says there's no reliable way to tell which abusers are going to obey a restraining order and which will turn violent.
We have not been able to develop a risk assessment tool that delineates between those two kinds of domestic violence perpetrators. So then the question is, are we going to cast the net really wide and say, well, if you're charged with domestic violence, we're going to treat all of you like you might be a Radcliffe Houghton. Well, we could do that, but that would be a very expensive proposition.
Expensive, especially in Milwaukee, where the courts issue more than 1,000 domestic violence restraining orders each year. Judge Kramer says if police had to go out and physically confirm that none of those potentially violent abusers had a gun, it would take valuable time away from other life-threatening emergencies police have to deal with daily. Still, national studies show that restraining orders are effective tools in preventing and reducing domestic violence in more than 80% of the cases where they're used. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.